This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Argentina marks a historic milestone, the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the Latin American nation in 57 years. Prime Minister Modi and President Javier Milei held a brief one-on-one meeting followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. The Ministry of External Affairs elaborated on the discussions in a special briefing held in Buenos Aires. Secretary East in the Ministry, P. Kumaran, said both leaders agreed to enhance collaboration in key sectors including trade and commerce, technology and defence. The Prime Minister thanked Argentina for its strong support following the recent terror attack in Pahalgam.
The Prime Minister thanked President Milei for extending strong support following the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam in India's Jammu and Kashmir and appreciated Argentina's solidarity during this difficult time. It is expected that the visit will further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Argentina and allow us to explore new avenues of cooperation across a wide range of sectors. These particularly include trade and investment, health and pharmaceuticals, defense and security, infrastructure, mining and mineral resources, agriculture and food security, green energy, information and communication technologies, digital innovation, disaster management, science and technology, education and people-to-people linkages.
The two leaders also discussed cooperation in the energy and critical mineral sectors. Argentina's rich reserves of critical minerals, including lithium, copper and rare earth elements, align with India's need for secure and sustainable resources to drive its clean energy transition and industrial growth. Following the delegation-level talks, President Milei hosted a lunch for the Prime Minister, wherein the leaders had a freewheeling discussion on a number of issues, including on the international big cat alliance and multiple uses that drones can be put to, like agriculture, healthcare and project monitoring. President Milei showed keen interest in India's UPI digital payments platform as well. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi and Rabindranath Tagore at their statues in Buenos Aires. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Mahatma Gandhi's timeless vision and noble ideas will always guide humanity." In the social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Gurudev Tagore had visited Argentina in 1924 and had left a lasting impression on the minds of many people in this nation, especially scholars and students." After a fruitful visit to Argentina, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed from Buenos Aires for Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his visit to Argentina has been a productive one. He expressed confidence that the discussions will add significant momentum to the bilateral friendship and fulfill the strong potential that exists. He thanked President Milei, the government and the people of Argentina for their warmth. World Bank has placed India among world's most equal societies. According to the World Bank, India's Gini index stands at 25.5, making it the fourth most equal country in the world after the Slovak Republic, Slovenia and Belarus. The Gini index is a simple yet powerful way to understand how income, wealth or consumption is equally distributed across households or individuals in a country. India falls into the moderately low inequality category, which includes Gini scores between 25 and 30. The Nagrik Unmukti Party has decided to withdraw its support to the KP Sharma Oli-led coalition government in Nepal, the political outfit's chairperson Rajita Shrestha said yesterday. The Nagrik Unmukti Party, NUP, a key Madhesi party, has four seats in parliament. However, its withdrawal of support to the Oli government is unlikely to affect the stability of the coalition. In cricket, Shubman Gill continues his terrific form in the game as India pushed England completely on the back foot by the end of play on day 4 at Edgbaston, Birmingham yesterday. Shubman Gill's belligerent 161 and 50s from KL Rahul, Rishabh Pant and Ravindra Jadeja held India post 427 for 6 in their second innings before declaring it with a lead of 607 runs. In reply, England got off to a poor start in the chase of 608 runs as they were reduced to 72 for 3 by stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.